And then on Sunday, Katie McClin takes center stage, and she'll be doing some, the themes in this are fabulous. John Williams' Schindler's List. We all know the theme, but you've picked a little bit more than that.
Yeah, I had to wait too long to work with, you know, Katie McClin as a soloist again, because last year she was playing Bach Double Concert with Marjorie, our second violin leader, and I decided since it's Bach and, you know, both of them are leaders, I can take a break and kind of drink some water, and so I don't need to conduct that piece. Yeah, but now finally, after a couple of years, I can work with Katie, you know, as a soloist on stage again, and I'm looking really forward to that. I just love her playing. I think she's just a fabulous violinist. In the Schindler's List, I mean, the theme is one of the three pieces, so you have two extra pieces from the soundtrack. As a kind of little suite of three pieces, I think it makes a lot of sense, because if you hear the theme, it's about 4 to 5 minutes. And it does kind of hint or, you know, translate into this kind of melancholic atmosphere of the movie. But I think 5 minutes are not really long enough to really dive in. It really feels like a theme then. You know, you hit a theme, it's beautiful music and so on, then you dive out again. But if you do the three pieces from Schindler's List that John Williams actually, you know, put together as the three pieces from Schindler's List, so that was his idea maybe of how it could be performed, you really form it like a little violin concerto, three movements, and then I think you really give the audience the chance to really dive into the music, and it adds a little bit more seriousness to the music and a little bit more exposure to the audience to what John Williams really wanted to express.
And then you have a composer on here who's near and dear to your heart. You champion quite a bit in Franz Schubert.
Yeah, Schubert. I mean, I'm a big Schubert champion. And the more I champion Schubert and the more I do it, the more I want to champion and the more I want to do it. It's really, I'm just at the moment, you know, because next season, in the season final of our next season, we will play Schubert 9 or 8, depending on how you count the big C major. And I'm at the moment at home learning the score, you know, starting to learn the score.
That would be good.
It's a big piece, you know. It needs to be learned in stages. So I'm totally fascinated by it because, you know, I'm learning it for the first time in my life. And it's just unbelievably fascinating. Schubert, for me, I did the German dances at the Colorado Music Festival. And this week we're doing Schubert 3. And his music is so... You know, it's so Schubert. He's so unique. There is absolutely no composer out there who wrote like him. For me, Schubert, and that's what fascinates me so much, is like the missing link between Mozart, Beethoven, and then on the other side, Brahms and Bruckner. You know, there is it's like, you know, when scientists looking for this missing link in human evolution, you know, and they're like, oh, we found this little bone that might be belonging to some like special human species. That's the link from one to the other. And for me, discovering Schubert feels like this. You know, I discover every Schubert symphony, every piece of Schubert I learn, I discover more about what binds classical music and later romantic music together. It's really this early romantic period that Schubert is covering in a way that I think nobody else did in Austria. Like we're talking like now, it's the Austrian, German, Central European style. That's unbelievably fascinating, just the emotionality of his music.
That's music director David Dansmeyer you've been hearing from, and Stephen Kies is with us as well. Stephen, people are probably sitting there scratching their heads going, you know, I know somebody with that same name, but he's not a singer. You are living in Columbus and working in Columbus and on the city council over in Bexley. You stay very, very busy, so people will look up and say, wait a minute, isn't that my city councilman up there? How did you get involved in the music to begin with?
They might say that, but they also might not. They may they may have seen me sing elsewhere. I started singing as a kid, growing up in Louisville, Kentucky. My folks were music professors. My dad a composer. My sister's a violinist. So when I got to college, started singing a cappella, formed a band called Rockapella many years ago, and then later a successor group called the Groove Barbers, which is still out there today. Mm-hmm. Check out groovebarbers.com. But probably the most fun I've been having the past couple of months is really being, David mentioned, being champion in chief for Pro Musica. Everybody who comes to a Pro Musica event and this free public series of concerts at Franklin Park, 8 p.m. on August 6th, 8th, and 9th, everyone who comes to Pro Musica who hasn't seen us before, they have that same element of surprise, like, oh, my gosh, this is a phenomenal orchestra. And with David now in place as an internationally acclaimed artist and musician, we're extremely fortunate to have this right here in Columbus. And this summer series has become really an event of the year that lots of people are anticipating. So it's a real pleasure, honor for me to be not just a board member for a number of years now at Pro Musica, but getting a chance to sing on the Thursday concert. So, but it does tie together with some stuff in Bexley and other things. But think folks have seen me sing previously. We did the I did the Pro Musica New Year's Eve event at the Southern Theater a couple years ago with one of my fellow singers, a guy named Sean Altman out of New York. We sing together quite frequently. We had a good concert a couple of years ago. So when they were looking for perhaps a guy who would be hopefully really, really good, but also really, really low cost, I fit the bill.
You had it all, right?
To donate my services, and really looking forward to it. But we really have a gem in David and our executive director, Janet Chen, who I think most people know these two as a duo to lead Pro Musica, really a premier arts organization in Columbus and in Ohio generally. We're really on the rise as an organization. Very excited to be part of it.
Well, Stephen, we're glad to have you here. David, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much.
Tomorrow evening and then Saturday and Sunday, go to promusicacolumbus.org for more details. One of the other things on the program, I'll let you hear a little bit of that now, is Mozart's Don Giovanni Overture, and that's how we close our time together on Classical 101.